And welcome to another edition of Sunday Afternoon Baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. This is Walter Works with you on the call for the last game of the series between the Daytona Tortugas and your hometown Palm Beach Cardinals. Tortugas taken one last night, but the Cardinals have been on a roll all series long, looking to close it out on a high note. Tortugas at the Palm Beach Cardinals. I'm Walter Works with you on the call on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network, live on MILB.com, your source for minor league baseball. We'll be back for first pitch after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And welcome back. Top of the first inning here. Jose Davila on the mound for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Austin Callahan leading things off for the Daytona Tortugas. A beautiful day here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium as Callahan takes a swing at the first pitch and out of play. It's going to be foul. Count goes to 0-1. Austin Callahan in the top spot, leading things off for the Daytona Tortugas, followed by Trey Feltini in the second spot. Jack Rogers in the third spot. Tanner in the cleanup spot, the designated hitter for the Tortugas. Hunter batting fifth, the catcher. Justin Boyd, sixth, the center fielder. Blake Dunn, the left fielder, batting seventh. Yasiel Pinot batting eighth, the first baseman. And then closing it out in the ninth spot, Braylon Minier playing second base. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. And Callahan rips this one right by Moquette for a stand-up single. And getting it is the top prospect Baez over in right field. So Callahan kicking things off with a base hit now on first. That's going to bring up Faltini. Faltini, 234 on the season. 9 RBIs, 1 home run, the shortstop today for the Tortugas in that second spot. First pitch to Faltini, foul tipped, going to be strike one. So Davila, an international free agent, picked up in 2019 from Venezuela. 6'3", 180 pounds. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Faltini. Faltini puts this one right in the gap. Trying to get to it is Baez. Baez is going to have a little bit of trouble getting to it. And with an easy double and rounding third, that's going to be an RBI double for Faltini. Coming home, Callahan. It's going to be 1-0 Tortugas.
Right fielder, number 7, Jack Rogers.
So Faltini starting things off here in the top of the first. With an RBI double. 1-0 Daytona. So Jack Rogers in that three spot with nobody out. Faltini on second with a 290 average. 41 RBIs. 10 home runs. That's what Rogers has been doing this season. Big numbers for him. 1-0 the count to Rogers. Davila comes into the game with a 1.86 ERA, 18 strikeouts on the season. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Rogers. Rogers fouls this one. Count goes to 1-1. What a start to the game here for Daytona. Here comes the pitch. And just missing. 2-1 goes the count. Davila waiting for his pitch. Here comes the windup. After a long look at second, and Rogers rips this one. It's going to be caught. Nice play getting to it, Cabell. And that's going to be out number one. So Rogers goes down on a loud out number one, popped up to Cabell over in left field. Bringing up Logan Tanner, the designated hitter in the cleanup spot. One out here, top of the first. 1-0, Daytona. Davila approaching his 10th pitch of the evening. Here it comes. And this fastball just catches the corner of the plate. That's going to be strike number one. Faltini at second. Callahan came home earlier. Here comes the pitch. This one's going to be strike number two. So Davila up in this count, 0-2, looking for the second out of the inning. Tanner getting himself settled in the box. And here comes the 0-2 pitch. And Tanner chips this one over to third. That's going to be a routine out. No, he got him. He got him at first. Yeager was able to get a handle on it over to Francisco for out number two. Moving over to third is Faltini. And that's going to bring up Cade Hunter, the catcher today for the Tortugas. The umps are going to have a conversation about the play at first. Today's umpires are Robert Ginther and Connor McKenna. So the call stays the same, everybody agreeing on it. Two outs on the board now as Davila, 12 pitches in, tries to get out of this top of the first. 1-0 already, Daytona, on two hits. Faltini with an RBI double, allowing Callahan to come home. And this one's chipped, but foul. So the count to Hunter starting 0-1. Two outs here, top of the first inning. Daytona on top 1-0 as Davila walks slowly back to the mound. Bernal behind the plate calling the pitches. Palm Beach looking to gain some momentum as they make a playoff push. Here comes the pitch. This one's going to be outside, called ball. Here comes the 1-1 to Hunter. And a foul ball, bringing the count 1-2. Beautiful day here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Join us this week as the season winds down here at the Dean. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, fans in the stands. Lots of promotions, and don't forget about Inflatable Palooza. Lots of fun for the kids here at the Dean. And some great baseball. Here comes the pitch. A check swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. Good eye there by Hunter. Count goes even, 2-2. Inflatable Palooza, man. I am always tempted on those days to just jump right in. Lots of fun for the kids here. Jupiter, Florida, the scene. As this pitch is inside, count's going to go fall. So a full count now to Hunter. Davila approaching his 18th pitch of the afternoon. here in the young first inning. Faltini at third, anxious to cross home. We'll see what happens. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. And this one is going to bring him home. A single for Hunter, and make that an RBI single. It's now 2-0 Daytona over the hometown Palm Beach Cardinals. What a start to the game for the Tortugas. First with Baltini with the RBI double, and now Cade Hunter with the RBI single. So now Justin Boyd comes into the box, 140 on the season, two ribbies. He's the center fielder. Here comes the pitch from Davila. This one just misses the plate, going to be called ball. So Hunter adding another run for Daytona. Boyd going to try to move him around the bases. Here comes the pitch. Check swing, called strike. Count goes to 1-1 on Boyd. Davila now with 20 pitches on the afternoon. Trying to keep the lead here, or the deficit, I should say, at 2-0. Still very early in the game, as Hunter is going to steal second with no problem. The pitch gets away, but running to it is Moquette. Moore playing shortstop, Moquette playing second base. Bernal behind the plate. Hunter stealing second after his RBI single, creating a threat now at second with two outs here in the top of the first. Justin Boyd in the box. Count 2-1 to him. Boyd rips one to center. Scott trying to track it down by the warning track, and a beautiful catch by Scott to end the inning. Man, what a baseball play. And won't you look at the speed of Victor Scott, bringing us to the bottom of the first. Tortugas, though, getting two across home. 2-0 the lead as we rock and roll to the bottom of the first inning, ladies and gentlemen. Walter Works with you on the call today on this Sunday afternoon edition at the Dean. Tortugas and the Cardinals coming back. Bottom of the first inning after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Bottom of the first inning here. Tortugas on top. 2-0. Victor Scott leading things off for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Scott closing out the top of the first inning with that spectacular catch over in the gap by the warning track. Showing exactly what he brings to this Palm Beach Cardinals team. Lots of speed when you look at Scott, and rightfully so, leading things off today, because if he can get on the bags, he can run all over the place. And he chips us one, and it's going to get past the second baseman. Meunier couldn't get to it, and Scott leading things off with a stand-up single. So the speedy Scott with a base hit, that's going to bring up Jimmy Crooks. playing DH today. Crooks does play behind home plate often, but Bernal taking over the catcher duties today. So Crooks, the designated hitter today for the Palm Beach Cardinals in that two spot, going to try to move Scott around the bags. First pitch to Crooks goes wide outside, ball one. And this one catches the outside corner of the plate. Count goes to 1-1. Hunter Parks on the mound for the Daytona Tortugas. Parks from York, South Carolina. Went to Chipola College. Over here on the Tortugas via trade. No, I'm sorry. Picked in the eighth round of the 2021 draft pick. So a lot of eyes on Parks. He's got a 4.72 ERA, 85 punchouts on the season. And there he goes. And he is going to be safe. So what did I tell you? Scott stealing second, no problemo. The throw from Hunter getting there just way late. So after a base hit, now he steals second. And with nobody out, Crooks in position to make something happen on offense. Count 2-2, even to Crooks. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Big swing and a miss. And Crooks is retired. So that's Parks' first strikeout of the game. So Parks versus the Villa today, that's the pitching matchup. Parks getting his first strikeout of the game. That's going to bring R.J. Yeager to the mound, to the box, sorry, in that third spot. Yeager batting an impressive 304 on the season with 16 RBIs, three home runs on the year. Takes the first pitch ball. Count is 1-0. Scott at second after the stolen base. Here comes the pitch to Yeager. That one's going to be called strike. Palm Beach Cardinals 34-24 in this second half with a four-game lead in front of St. Lucie. Looking to secure the playoff berth. Does look like they will be the team advancing from the Dean. Another week left in this regular season. Hammerheads hosting the Tigers. The Flying Tigers from Lakeland coming here starting Tuesday. Fans in the stands Wednesday as Yeager gets a base hit there, getting to first. Scott moving over to third. Nice base hit there by Yeager. So here comes the big-time prospect, Baez. Looking to blow things open here in the first. First pitch to Baez, outside and away, ball one. Baez, a second-round pick in last year's draft. Cardinals organization really excited about Baez and his development. Here comes the pitch to Baez. Breaking ball all the way upstairs. Ball two. Top 11 prospect in the organization as per MLB Pipeline. Here comes the pitch to Baez as he rips this one but foul. Count going now to 2-1. One out here, bottom of the first. Cardinals trying to cut into this 2-0 deficit. Parks with 15 pitches thus far. Here comes the 2-1 pitch to Baez, way inside. That breaking ball never broke. Count goes to 3-1. Lots of eyes on Baez in this second half. 280 average on the season, 15 ribbies, 3 home runs, big swing and a miss, count goes full. A golden opportunity here in the bottom of the first with the speedy Scott on third. Yeager on first after the base hit. And Baez rips this one past everybody, and that's going to bring Scott home. What a timely hit by Joshua Baez for the RBI single. And that whip, that's going to bring it now to a 2-1 lead. Tortugas on top in the bottom of the first. What a hit by Baez. So Baez goes to first. Yeager on second. Francisco now in the box. 283 on the year. 30 ribbies, 5 home runs. Here comes the pitch to him. First one is outside. Ball one. Man, what a hit by Baez. He's been exciting to watch since he touched down in Jupiter. So Hunter now visiting the mound. Quick little strategy talk with Parks. Parks 19 pitches in. One out here in the bottom of the first. Thomas Francisco up to bat. Yeager and Baez on the bags. And Francisco pops this one up, but it's going to be out of play, foul ball. So Scott was able to start off the inning with a base hit. He stole second, was able to get to third. Baez bringing him home. 2-1 here, Tortugas with the advantage, bottom of the first inning. Count goes to 2-1 on Francisco. Here comes the 22nd pitch of the evening from Parks. That's going to be foul. Count goes even 2-2. And here comes the pitch. This one is popped all the way up. Who's going to track it down? Is anybody going to track it down? And no problemo for Faltini. That went all the way up in space, saying hello to NASA, then coming down into Faltini's mitt for out number two. So two outs here, bottom of the first inning. Palm Beach able to get one run across home so far on Baez's RBI single. So Baez is at first, Yeager at second. That's going to bring up Leonardo Bernal into the box, the catcher today for your Palm Beach Cardinals. 26 ribbies on the season, 6 home runs. 255 average, pretty productive for a catcher. Count goes to 2-0 to Bernal. Three hits apiece for both teams here early on in the game. This one away, making the count 3-0. So Bernal up in the count, 3 balls, no strikes, threatening to load the bases. Due up is Moore after that. If we get there, is Cabell. Brody Moore has a lot of pop in the plate. And here it comes now with the bases loaded. Bernal going to first on the Base on Balls Express train. Gotta love it. So a golden opportunity here for Brody Moore to really make things interesting here in the bottom of the first. We're going to have a meeting at the mound as things are getting hectic for Hunter Parks. Walter Works with you on the call today on this Sunday afternoon edition of Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball. Cardinals hosting the Daytona Tortugas in this final game of the series. We're live on MILB.com, your source for minor league baseball. Bottom of the first inning here, Daytona trying to hold on to a 2-1 lead. Bases are loaded with 2 outs. Brody Moore about to get a crack at it. Baez was able to get the lone run home a couple of moments ago on an RBI single, bringing the speedy Victor Scott home. So here we go, 2-1, Parks versus Moore, bases loaded. And I'm not talking about your favorite baked potato, folks. We got a situation at the Dean. Here comes the first pitch to Moore. This one's going to be upstairs, ball one. And the second pitch. Parks trying to get his pitch. Here it comes to Moore. And this one's going to be called strike. So the count goes even to Moore. Bases loaded here. Burnell, Baez, and Yeager on the bags threatening. Two outs here, bottom of the first, and this one is chipped, and a slow one, not able to get it, and everybody is safe, and that ties the game. Nice hitting by Brody Moore, bringing another run home, tying the game up at two. Any way you can get it, you gotta get it. Yeager comes home, and Brody Moore with an RBI single. So Baez with an RBI single, Brody Moore with an RBI single. Cabell has had a great series. He had a big 3-1 home run early on in the series. So you know he's got the power. Here we go. Bottom of the first, score tied up 2-2. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Cabell. That one just catches, sliding and catching the corner of the plate there. So Cabell down in the count 0-2. Parks already with 33 pitches in here in the bottom of the first. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. And swinging away is Cabell. And so does the bat. Man. Well, you can't say the effort wasn't there. Cabell goes down on strikes. And the bat flies over into the Tortugas bullpen. A lot of drama here in the first inning, folks. It finally comes to an end. And we're all knotted up at two after Baez, Joshua Baez, and Brody Moore bring a couple runs home. Folks, this is Walter Works with you on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network for the Sunday afternoon edition of Baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, live on MILB.com. That's right, your source for minor league baseball. We'll be back for the top of the second inning, and we're going to do it after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.com.
And welcome back, folks. Top of the second inning. Took a while to get here, but we're here. Jose Davila still on the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals with his 23rd pitch now of the afternoon. That one a strike. Count goes 0-1 to Blake Dunn. Dunn in the box, batting .293 on the season. Pops this one up. Scott running towards it, but it looks like it's going to be easily caught by Moore in the shortstop position for out number one.
First baseman, number 25, Yasiel Pino.
That's going to bring up Yasiel Pino. .227 average, 18 RBIs, 5 home runs, first baseman for your Tortugas. The Villa 24 pitches in, 2.37 ERA, Cardinals organization. Loving everything about the Villa. He's been stellar in this second half. Count goes 1-0 to Pino. Next ball called a strike. Count goes even 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Pino rips this one foul past that left field line. Pino taking his time, stepping out of the box for a little bit. Now he's back in there. Here comes the pitch to him, the 1-2. Big swing and a miss, and the Villa retires Pino. So Pino goes down on strikes. Dunn popped out. Might be a quick inning of work for the Villa, much needed. This brings up Braylon Minier in that ninth spot. Minier fouls the first pitch. Count goes to 0-1. Minier with 11 RBIs, 3 home runs on the season. The second baseman for the Tortugas. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. This one upstairs. Count goes to 1-1. And Minier rips this one over to Francisco. All he has to do is do what Francisco does. Stepping on the bag at first for out number 3, folks. We're all tied up here at Jupiter. The scene is Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And we'll be back for the bottom of the second inning. Walter Works with you on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. And we'll be back, and you know we're going to do it, right after this commercial break.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny.
And welcome back, folks. Bottom of the second inning. At beautiful Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. In the box is Moquette. Moquette rips this one past everybody for a base hit. Faltini and Callahan had no shot at it. And just like that, we got a runner on first. Marquette with a nice single to start things off here in the bottom of the second. So Victor Scott's up next. He was able to get a base hit the first time around, stealing second, eventually moving over to third and then coming home. So a very productive first inning for Victor Scott, the speedy center fielder. 10 RBIs on the season, 2 home runs. He's got Moquette now at first. Parks with a 37th pitch count early on in the game. Scott showing bunt, but bounce it foul. Count 0-2 to Scott with nobody out here in the bottom of the second. Game knotted up 2-2. Palm Beach Cardinals with 5 hits. Tortugas with 3. No errors on the board. A clean game so far. Park's getting his pitch. Here it comes. This breaking ball all the way upstairs. Ball number one. So count goes to 1-2 here to Scott. Park's approaching his 40th pitch. Here it comes. Scott fouls it back. Count remains 1-2. So here comes the 1-2. All the way outside. And Moquette is going to take second easily. So with nobody out, and now the count even, Moquette moves over to second on that wild pitch. Hunter couldn't get to it. And an instant threat now here in the bottom of the second inning. And that's been something that the Cardinals have been able to do in the second half of the season. Capitalize on every opportunity that they've had. As this one is almost all the way away behind Hunter again as the count goes full. So Park's a little bit rattled here noticeably. With nobody out, the count now full to Scott. And remember the first inning Scott had. He's already got another chance here in the second. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Outside, Scott takes first. So Parks walks Scott on his 43rd pitch. Takes off his hat, runs his fingers through his hair. Maybe just thinking, what's next here? Trying to compose himself on the mound. Still a 2-2 game, so every pitch counts, and the Tortugas have a lot of faith in Parks. Nobody warming up in the pen, so he's sticking around. Runners on first and second here, bottom of the second. Jimmy Crooks in the box. Crooks struck out his first time around. 271 on the season for Crooks. 6 ribbies, 2 dingers. Next pitch away, ball 2. So Park's taking his time. Pitch number 46 approaching. He gets his pitch, here it comes. And Crooks bloops this one. It's going to be fair. Right in front of Dunn. And the bases are loaded with nobody out. Crooks with a timely hit, perfectly placed, redeeming himself from that first inning strikeout. What a base hit for Crooks. So what an opportunity now for R.J. Yeager with the bases loaded here at the Dean. Nobody out. A chance to blow this one wide open here in the bottom of the second. First pitch is away, ball 1. It's been that type of game so far. Lots of fireworks from both teams. And now a lot of action in the Tortugas bullpen as everybody comes to check in on Hunter Parks. 47 pitches already here in the bottom of the second. Yeager knows he has him right where he wants him with the bases loaded and nobody out. Are you kidding me? He might not be feeling all right as it looks like everybody's checking up on him. Parks, an 8th round pick in the 2021 draft. I don't see him staying in this game much longer. So we got an arm in the Daytona Tortugas pen. Starting to get things going. Home plate ump. Robert Ginther going back behind home plate. And he's going to come out the game. So that's going to be it for Hunter Parks. We're going to have a new pitcher on the mound for the Tortugas. Parks walking off with a trainer. Hope he's okay. Leaving the Tortugas, though, at least with the game tied at 2, but a big task at hand for whoever's coming in relief here with the bases loaded and nobody out. Score tied at two. Folks, Walter works with you on the call, Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, for the Sunday afternoon edition of baseball here at the Dean. We're going to be right back. Brett Lockwood in relief for the Daytona Tortugas. Man, what a job description he has today, folks. We're going to find out how he does, and we'll be right back for the resuming of the bottom of the second. New pitcher on the mound for the Tortugas. Bases loaded. Nobody outs. Drama at the Dean. And it's coming right back after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Brett Lockwood in the box. Yeager with a golden opportunity. Bases loaded, count 1-0. Bases loaded. Did you hear that? What a game it's been. All tied up, 2-2 here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Here comes the 2-0 pitch to Yeager. This one's going to be thrown by the third baseman at home. And a double play. What a play. Man, a heads-up play by Callahan. Yeager hit it right to him. Callahan then threw home to Hunter. Hunter was able to throw it in time. Pinot catching it. And a double play. And just like that, we got two outs here. And nobody came home. So hitting into a double play, that's going to bring up Baez. And he rips this one to third. And that's going to be out number three. Callahan keeping up the good defense. A routine play to Pinot. And no runs. Can you believe it? Bases loaded with nobody out. And coming in relief was Lockwood. And what a job he did. Keeping the game tied. As we rock and roll to the top of the third inning, folks, here in Jupiter, Florida, Walter works with you on the call, Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, for the Sunday afternoon edition of baseball, the game we all love. We'll be back for the top of the third, and we're going to do it right after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Where's the basketball?
And welcome back, folks. Sunday afternoon baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Callahan in the batter's box as he connects, but connects right to Victor Scott's mitt in center field for a loud out number one. So Callahan was able to start things off last time around with a base hit. Pops out to Scott here. So that brings up Trey Faltini. He had the RBI double in the first inning. First pitch to Faltini is a strike. Davila 33 pitches on the afternoon. Here comes pitch number 34. And that one's a strike. So Davila getting up in the count 0-2 here early on in the top of the third. 2-2 tie here at the Dean. What an exciting beginning of the game we've had. And Davila strikes out, and the bat goes with him, hitting the net. Everybody's letting go of the bat today. Anxious to make something happen, but that's going to be a strikeout for Davila. Second strikeout of the evening for him. That's going to bring up Jack Rogers with two outs as he calls time. Calling time before that pitch. So the count 1-0 to Rogers. Two outs here. Davila looking for a quick inning. Big swing and a miss. Count going to 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Rogers, inside, ball two. And here comes the pitch. That's going to be fouled. Count is even, 2-2. So two strikeouts on the afternoon for Davila. Here comes pitch number 39 of the afternoon. That one's going to be inside, bringing the count full. So Callahan popped out to Scott. Faltini struck out. And Rogers rips this one, but just foul. Count remains full. Rogers popped out his last time around. .289 average for Rogers on the year. 41 ribbies, 10 home runs. He's got the power for Daytona. Rogers from Spring, Texas, as he rips this one right to Francisco for out number three. A quick inning for the Palm Beach Cardinals. As we come back from this commercial break, it'll be the bottom of the third with a tie-tie game here in Jupiter. Walter works with you on the call on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network. We're going to keep doing it right after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today.
And welcome back, folks. Sunday afternoon baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium between the Tortugas and the Palm Beach Cardinals, all tied up at two here in the bottom of the third. Thomas Francisco in the box, taking the first swing at the first pitch and running, trying to get it in foul territory and just missing it. But what hustle by Faltini. The hustle was there, just couldn't get to it. Man, he darted there from that shortstop position. So that's going to keep Francisco alive with a loud strike, number one. Holy moly. So count 0-1 to Francisco. He popped out his first go around. And he chips this one foul. Count now goes to 0-2. Burnell, Moore, and Cabell do up. 0-2 to count here in the young bottom of the third. Here comes the pitch to Francisco. And Francisco pops this one up. But right there to get it is Justin Boyd for out number one. So that's going to bring up the catcher, Leonardo Burnell. Burnell walked his first time up, getting on the bags. You know, he wants to make some contact. He's got a 255 average on the season, 26 ribbies, 6 home runs. As he goes after the first pitch, strike number one, that was a foul ball. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Count goes to 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 to Burnell. Makes contact, but that's going to be right over to Meunier for out number two. Meunier to Pino. Quick two outs there for the Tortugas. So cruising so far in this third inning are both teams on defense. That's going to bring up Brody Moore with two outs, nobody on the bags. Moore from Binghamton, Alabama. 17th round pick in this year's draft. Went to Auburn. A Razorback. A lot of pop in Moore's bat. A lot of eyes on Moore. We'll see what he can make happen now. Up in the count, 1-0. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. And he connects, but connects right to Faltini. And Faltini with a laser line throw to Pino. And a quick three outs. Bringing us to the top of the fourth inning. All tied up here, 2-2. Sunday afternoon baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. A little bit of a breeze, but it's a beautiful breeze. And it's a great day for baseball here on the Dean. Thank you for joining me, listening on, as we have no fans in the stands today. But don't forget, we're winding down the season here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Join us Wednesdays, Silver Sluggers night, right? We got baseball bingo all the time here Wednesday night. And even though I lose all the time, it's always a good time. I like to see everybody doing good. And, of course, we got some great baseball. And don't forget, Thursday, we got Thirsty Thursdays, that's right, at the Dean, folks. An exciting week at the stadium. Inflatable Palooza, that's right, as we wind things down Friday and Saturday, folks.
We'll be back for the top of the fourth inning, all tied up 2-2. Walter Works with you on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. And we're going to do it again right after this commercial break.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the...
And we are back with Logan Tanner leading things off for us here in the top of the fourth inning, all tied up 2-2 here. Sunday afternoon baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Tanner looking for his first pitch of the afternoon. Popped up his first time around. Count goes to 2-1 for Tanner. Davila with his 45th pitch approaching. Here it comes. This one's going to be outside. Count goes to 3-1. Davila with two strikeouts on the evening. He's done a good job keeping the Cardinals in the game as Tanner with a nice hit over the head of Moore. Getting to it is Cabell throwing it back in into the infield, and that's a stand-up single.
Catcher,
for the Tortugas. So what a nice hit by Tanner to start things off here in the top of the fourth inning. Hunter with an RBI single his last time around. Nobody out here in the top of the fourth. First pitch inside to Hunter, ball one. So here comes the 1-0 pitch. Hunter rips this one over to right, and that's going to be over the head of Baez. Rounding second to third, that's going to be a stand-up single, double, for Hunter. Baez trying to reach for it, couldn't get to it. What a hit by Hunter. So Tanner held up at third. But what a double by Hunter. 2-for-2 on the day. And that's going to bring up Justin Boyd, the center fielder. Boyd popped out his first time around. But what an opportunity now with runners on second and third. And nobody out. Tie game here, 2-2. First pitch to Boyd is outside and away, ball one. What an exciting end to this series it's been. Working through the fourth inning now. Here we are. And Boyd pops this one for the first strike. Foul. 1-1 the count now. Davila 50 pitches in. 34 of them strikes. 16 of them balls. In a jam now with runners on second and third. Boyd trying to make something happen. Here comes the pitch. That one away. Just catching the corner of the plate. Boyd wants a review. So the call is upheld. The count remains 1-2 to Boyd. Nobody out. Hunter and Tanner on the bags. Hunter getting on second with that nice double over Baez's head. Here comes the pitch. And this one is going to get past the shortstop. And just like that, Tanner crosses home plate. And the Tortugas take a 3-2 lead. Moore tried to do everything he can to grab that one. He couldn't, getting nothing but dirt, and a run comes home. So an RBI single for Justin Boyd. So Tanner comes home. Hunter's now at third. Blake Dunn now is in the box. Dunn popped out his first time around. Nobody out here. Top of the fourth inning. Dunn fouls the first pitch to him, strike one. Blake going to try to bring Hunter home, maybe even Boyd. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Dunn. And this one just catches the corner of the plate. Dunn now 0-2 in the count. Top of the fourth inning, Daytona threatening. Davila with his 55th pitch approaching, looking over at first. Here comes the pitch to Dunn. And Dunn makes contact. That's going to bring a run home. And Moore was trying to flick it over to Moquette. Moquette couldn't get a handle on it. And that brings home another run. So Dunn with an RBI single. And the lead is now 4-2 with nobody out. Runners on first and third.
First baseman.
So Yasiel Pino striking out his first time up. A golden opportunity to blow things open here in the top of the fourth inning. Runners on first and third. And Pino rips this one towards the track and able to track it down in the dirt is Cabell. But that's going to be a sack fly for Pino. And the score is now 5-2 Daytona. What an inning for the Tortugas, bringing home three runs. The first out just recorded on that sack fly, and now have a 5-2 lead here in the top of the fourth inning. Braylon Meniere is now in the box. Man, and no, you thought that one was just going to trail on out of the park, just catching. That ball was Cabell there on that edge of the track. And a runner stealing second, and he's going to get there no problemo. He's safe. So the runner goes to second. One out there on the stolen base. Counts 1-1 to Meniere. Meniere popped out his first time up. Hops this one foul. Count's going to go to 1-2. So Dunn steals second. And you're going to try to bring him home with just one out here. That pitch outside. Count goes even 2-2. Davila getting his pitch. It's going to be pitch number 61. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Meniere. Inside. Count goes full now.
Ball calls up.
So the count full here to Braylon Meniere. Dunn on second. One out here, top of the fourth. And here pops this one up, but foul. Count remains full. 62 pitches in the afternoon for Davila. Just one out here. Tortugas able to get three across home plate, building their lead to 5-2. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Meniere makes contact, but right over to Moquette. And that's going to be an easy out number two. Moquette to Francisco. Dunn moves over to third as Callahan gets another chance. Callahan singled his first time around in the first inning. Popped out his second time around. 1-2 on the afternoon. Well, we got somebody warming up in the Cardinals pen, and we got a meeting at the mound. The whole infield and Bernal chit-chatting, and that's going to be it for Davila. So Davila walks off the mound, not the happiest. Coach out there talking to everybody as the new pitcher comes in for some relief. 3 runs given up by Davila in the fourth. It was a rocky fourth inning. He hung around for some time, got the repetitions in, but that's going to bring Alfredo Ruiz in for some relief. And the Cardinals are hoping it's better than Tylenol. Ruiz going to kick things back up for us in the top of the fourth. Alfredo Ruiz. Ruiz from California, Chula Vista, California, a sixth-round pick in the 2021 draft. Went to Long Beach State College. We'll see what he has on the mound. Ruiz and the Cardinals look to pick things back up in the top of the fourth. We'll take a break while Alfredo warms up a little bit. You know, I always like my Alfredo a little bit warm. We'll see what Alfredo Ruiz and the Palm Beach Cardinals have for the Daytona Tortugas as we come back for the top of the fourth inning. And we're going to do it, folks, right after this commercial break.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America...
Welcome back, folks. Roger Dean, Chevrolet Stadium, Sunday afternoon baseball. Callahan in the box. Runner on third, 2 outs here. Alfredo Ruiz in for some relief. Callahan up in the count, 1-0. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Callahan. Fouls this one. Count goes to 1-1. So done at third. Callahan going to try to bring him home and add some more insurance to this 5-2 lead. Top of the fourth inning, 2 outs. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, sliding all the way outside. Ball 2. Ruiz on the mound, 3 pitches in, a tough task. And nice catch there. Callahan line driving one, but right into the mitt of Moore. That's out number 3, but the Daytona Tortugas are able to get 3 across home, building up a 5-2 lead here at the Dean. Sunday afternoon baseball coming up after this commercial break. Walter Works with you on the call. We'll be back for the bottom of the fourth inning right after these words, folks.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh.
And welcome back, folks. Bottom of the fourth inning, an exciting matchup it's been for the final game of this set between the Daytona Tortugas and your hometown Palm Beach Cardinals. Elijah Capel in the box now, facing a 1-0 count. Here comes the pitch. Brett Lockwood on the mound for the Daytona Tortugas. 13 pitches in. Lockwood took over for Parks, who left the game injured. So Cabell now up in the count, 3-0. Bottom of the fourth inning, the Cardinals have done it all year. They've been able to fight back, get back into games, and really show that they are a playoff-caliber team as a good eye by Cabell lands them on first via the Base on Balls Express Train. Choo-choo. Oh, yeah. So that's going to bring up Moquette. Moquette got a single his first time up. Scott due up, followed by Crooks. Nobody out here as Moquette sees the first pitch go ball. Count 1-0. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Moquette with a runner on first and nobody out. This one catches the corner of the plate. Nice slider there by Lockwood. Lockwood with a 6.45 ERA, 36 strikeouts though on the season. A lot of potential when you're talking about Brett Lockwood. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Nice slider catching all of the plate there. Count goes to 1-2. Lockwood looking for his first strike of the afternoon in relief. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And a big time strikeout for his first one of the afternoon, retiring Moquette. So nice pitch by Lockwood, his 19th of the afternoon, retiring Moquette, bringing up the productive Scott. Scott's had a busy day, a stolen base, a base hit, a run. He's been on base all game as he sees the first pitch, low and inside, ball one. Cabell on first after the walk. Moquette retired, so we got one out here with Scott in the box. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Victor. Inside, count goes to 1-1. And here comes the pitch. And Scott pops this one up. But charging to it is the center fielder and getting to it. Nice play by Justin Boyd for a loud out number two. So Scott retired on the pop-up. Bringing up Jimmy Crooks, who struck out his first time around but got a base hit his second time around. So 1-for-2 on the afternoon. Due up is R.J. Yeager if we get there. Yeager 1-for-2 on the day. So Cabell still stranded at first. Little breeze coming in. But that never hurt nobody. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Crooks. Just bouncing in the dirt there. But Hunter getting right to it. Count goes to 1-1, two outs here. bottom of the fourth inning. So here comes the 1-1 pitch with two outs. Bottom of the fourth. Big swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2 now to Crooks. Crooks stepping outside of the box, readjusting his batting gloves there, doing everything he can to get ready for this 1-2 pitch. With two outs, you got Cabell on first after the walk to him. Lockwood was able to regroup pretty quickly, trying to keep on to this 5-2 lead. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That one's going to be outside now, evening the count 2-2 to Crooks. Here comes the 2-2 to Crooks. And just outside, bringing the count full. So the count full here, runner going, pitch inside anyway, and Crooks gets on to first on a good eye. So Cabell on second after the walk, Crooks on first after the walk. That's going to bring up Yeager, R.J. Yeager, the third baseman. Batting 309 on the season, 16 ribbies, 3 home runs. Here comes the first pitch to Yeager. Nice breaking ball, but just missing the plate there. Count goes to 1-0. Yeager singled in the first inning, popped out his second time around, 1-for-2 on the day. If he can get through this at bat, Baez will be due up next. And he will. Oh, no! What a grab at left field! Man, Dunn! Nobody thought it was possible. But he eats all the grass in an effort to make a remarkable catch. A highlight reel type of catch in left field. A remarkable play by Blake Dunn. Man, he's done it all on defense and on offense. That guy could play. And the Tortugas have to be happy how that fourth inning ended, preserving a 5-2 lead here as we cruise on to the top of the fifth inning, folks. 5-2, Tortugas on top. Walter Works with you on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com, and we'll be back. We're going to do it again after this commercial break.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone...
What a way to end the fourth inning. A highlight reel type of defensive catch there by Dunn in left field. And that brings up to the top of the fifth inning, folks. Faltini in the box, starting things off with a stand-up single right in front of Elijah Cabell. So Faltini, who started off the game with an RBI double, struck out his second time up, now starts the inning off with a stand-up single. A nice base hit by Faltini. So Rogers comes up now into the box looking for his first hit of the day. Takes the first pitch up high for ball one. Rogers, 288 on the season, 41 ribbies, 10 home runs. The productive right fielder in Rogers. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Jack. He rips this one past Francisco. What a hit by Jack Rogers. And rounding second, easily getting to third is Faltini. And a nice hit by Rogers. What a start to this inning for the Tortugas. Now runners on first and third with nobody out. And Logan Tanner trying to add on to this lead. So Tanner, who got a base hit his last time up, now has runners on first and third with nobody out. Here comes the first pitch. Looks like there was a timeout called. Or a balk. A balk called. And another run comes home. So Faltini easily jogging across home plate on the mistake by Ruiz. Ay, ay, ay. The lead is now 6-2 Daytona. So Tanner didn't even have to do anything to bring the run home. And the Cardinals are in a situation here with nobody out in the top of the fifth, down 6-2. Tanner chips this one over to Moore. Moore with the routine play to Francisco. That's going to be the first out of the inning. So Rogers moves over to third. Cade Hunter, who's had an exciting afternoon on offense. He had the RBI single in the first and a double his second time up. 2-for-2 on the evening for Hunter. He's got a runner on third with one out. Here comes the first pitch. It's going to be fouled. Hunter playing catcher. You love to see your catcher hitting the way he has today. A big reason why the Tortugas are up by four here early on in this game. This pitch just misses the plate. Count's going to go to 1-1. So Rogers at third. Hunter going to try to bring him home and get another RBI. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. And Hunter chips this one right over to Moquette, an easy out number two. Nice heads-up play by Moquette.
Center fielder, number 27, Justin Boyd.
Bringing up Justin Boyd. Justin Boyd playing center field today. He got an RBI single his last time up. Two outs now here in the top of the fifth with a runner on third. Trying to bring Rogers home. Count 1-0 to Boyd. Here it comes. Check swing. He went. Strike one. Count goes to 1-1. Due up if we get there is Blake Dunn. Dunn with the spectacular catch to end the last inning. As the next pitch to Boyd goes strike, count now goes to 1-2. Ruiz with a 3.16 ERA, 39 punchouts on the season. Very productive in relief. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Boyd. And Boyd with a big swing and a miss. And that's going to be a strikeout. And Ruiz gets his first strikeout of the afternoon. And what a way to do it. With the Tortugas on top, 6-2. Approaching the bottom of the fifth inning, folks. A nice afternoon, a little bit breezy of an afternoon here at the Dean. Cardinals have had a good series. Daytona took one yesterday, looking to take one today. Cardinals looking for some positive momentum, some good momentum as they go on their playoff run. We'll find out what happens, folks. The bottom of the fifth inning coming up on the show. We're going to do it right after this commercial break.
protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Bottom of the fifth inning. Top prospect Joshua Baez at the plate. Trying to kick things off here for the Cardinals. Cardinals facing a 6-2 deficit here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Baez. Catches the plate. Count goes even. Baez with an RBI single in the first. No luck his second time around. 1-for-2 on the day. Here comes the pitch to Baez. Big swing and a miss. Count going to 1-2. Lockwood, one strikeout on the evening. He came in for relief. After Parks left with an injury. So here comes the 1-2 pitch to Baez. Baez gets a piece of it, staying alive. Like John Travolta is Joshua Baez. So the count's 1-2 to Baez, nobody out. Here we go. Baez gets a piece of this one, and the count stays 1-2. Going to be an exciting week here at the Den as we wind the season down. The Lakeland Flying Tigers visiting the Jupiter Hammerheads. And don't forget about Inflatable Palooza. That's this weekend here at the Den as Baez takes this one outside. Count goes to 2-2. So Baez trying to make something happen. Trying to start things off in the bottom of the fifth on a high note. Takes this pitch inside. That's going to be ball 3. So a good eye by Baez. Working the count. As Lockwood approaches his 38th pitch of the afternoon. Here comes the 3-2 pitch to Baez outside, and Baez gets to first on a base on balls. So a productive bat for Baez. He gets on base. Cardinals need all the ball players on base that they can get to try to cut into this lead, as we're already in the bottom of the fifth here at the Den. Francisco in the box. He goes after the first pitch but hits it foul. Francisco looking for his first pitch of the afternoon, as he is now 0-2 on the count. Baez on first after the walk. Tortugas with a 3-run fourth and 1 in the fifth. Able to add a couple runs to that lead, now up 6-2. And Francisco with a nice hit past Faltini with a stand-up single. Nice first hit of the afternoon for Francisco. Much needed. And what was I telling you? Now with nobody out, you got two runners on the bases and a golden opportunity for Leonardo Bernal. So nice job by Francisco. Placing that ball right where Meunier could not get a glove on it. And Bernal now up in the box, taking the first pitch ball. Brunell 0-for-1 on the afternoon, looking for his first hit. Here comes the pitch, and Brunell rips this one in the gap. And getting to it right before the track. Nice catch over there by Rogers. Jack Rogers really chasing that one down in right field for out number one. Man, I thought that hit was going to fall right in place. So that's going to bring up Brody Moore now. A loud out number one for Bernal. So Baez is able to move to third. Tagging from second. One out here. Moore now. He had an RBI single to start things off in this game. Here comes the pitch to him. First pitch is going to be outside and away, ball one. So 1-0 the count, one out, bottom of the fifth, runners on first and third. And Moore places one perfectly right in front of Boyd, and Baez is going to come home. Cutting into the lead, now a 6-3 lead for the Tortugas. Moore with the RBI single. Another RBI for Brody Moore. So that's going to bring up the big bat and Elijah Cabell with one out. Score now 6-3. Runners on first and second for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Lockwood with 45 pitches in the books. Here comes pitch number 46. And Cabell makes contact right to third. Is it going to be a double play? Yes, it is. And talk about redemption. The Tortugas getting out of the inning with a double play. Nice job there. And Pino sealing the deal as we rock and roll to the top of the sixth inning. Cardinals able to get one there, folks. Now down just three. Lots of baseball to play here, and we're going to keep doing it after this commercial break.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, at the Dean for some Sunday afternoon baseball. New pitcher on the mound for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Yonel Dominguez. So that's it for Alfredo Ruiz. Dominguez now on the mound. Blake Dunn in the box. 1-1 to count to Dunn to start things off here. He had an RBI single his last time up. Dunn has a stolen base also. Productive day for Dunn. Also had the spectacular catch out in left field. Early on defense. Here comes the pitch to Dunn as he pops this one up. Francisco calling it into the sun and getting it for a loud out number one. So Dunn is retired.
Well,
So that's going to bring up Pino, who had the sack fly his last time up. Pino, 226 on the season, 19 RBIs, 5 home runs. Here comes the first pitch to Pino, and that's going to be ball number one. Pino pops this one foul. Count goes to 1-1. And this one's popped up. And going right to it is Cabell. That's going to be out number two. So Pino pops up to Cabell over in left field. So he's retired. That's going to bring up Meunier. Braylon Meunier, 195 average on the year, 11 ribbies, 3 home runs, playing second base. First pitch to Meunier is outside, called ball. And now the count goes to 2-0. Dominguez approaching his 10th pitch. So the count is 3-0 here with two outs to Meunier. Top of the sixth inning, big swing and a miss. Count goes to 3-1. Don't forget, folks, the Lakeland Flying Tigers are visiting the Jupiter Hammerheads for the final week here at the Dean. Closing things off with Inflatable Palooza. What a way to shut it down, huh? That's always a good time. Everybody looking for it in the bullpen there of the Palm Beach Cardinals, and nobody can get a handle on it. So Meunier's going to stay alive. It was a loud foul. Definitely catchable. And just like that, Francisco couldn't get a handle on it. Moquette couldn't get a handle on it. Baez couldn't find it. And the count remains 2-2. So Dominguez now with 12 pitches in the books. Here comes number 13 for him. And this one's going to be fouled, so Meunier stays alive. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Up inside, count goes full. And Meunier fouling the next pitch. Count remains full. So Meunier getting ready. Here comes the 3-2 pitch from Dominguez. Outside. And Meunier is going to take first on a walk.
Third baseman, number 8, Austin Callahan.
So keeping the inning going, Meunier goes to first. That's going to bring up a leadoff man, Austin Callahan, the third baseman, 275 average on the season, 21 ribbies, 5 dingers to go along with that. Callahan singled his first time around. He's 1-for-2 on the evening. First pitch to Callahan, ball, count goes to 1-0. Here comes the 1-0 pitch, and Callahan with a nice hit right on the left side of the foul line, and that's going to be a stand-up single for Austin Callahan. So the Tortugas, a lot of fight still left in them in this top of the sixth, looking for some more insurance on this 6-3 lead, now with their ninth hit of the afternoon. Callahan with his second hit of the afternoon, moving Meunier over to third. And now that's going to bring up Faltini, who had an RBI double his first time up and a base hit his last time up. Now with runners on first and third, we'll see what Faltini brings up to the plate. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Faltini. Big swing and a miss. Getting away from Bernal, but able to track it down is Leonardo Bernal. averting any damage there, but that's going to be a strike two. So up in the count quickly is Dominguez. With two outs here and runners on first and third. Dominguez already with 20 pitches in relief, trying to bail out of the sixth inning here and give the Cardinals another shot. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Faltini takes a crack of it, makes a connection there, but it's foul. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Faltini. Outside, runner goes, and he's safe. Callahan stealing second, just in there. Nice throw by Bernal, but just a second too late. And this pitch is going to be called ball there. Dominguez bringing the heat there, about 90 on the radar gun, 89, 2-2 the count, two outs, this one away, count now going full to Faltini. So the count full, two outs here, runners on second and third. Faltini trying to bring Meniere home, Callahan's at second, this one fouled. Banging on some roof right behind me. So two outs here. Tertugas trying to add to their 6-3 lead. Nine hits on the afternoon. A productive day on offense for Daytona. Here comes the 3-2 pitch to Faltini. And Faltini stays alive here, keeping the count full. So here comes the 3-2. Runners on second and third. And this one is upstairs, and Faltini's going to take first, loading the bases for Jack Rogers.
Right fielder, number 7, Jack Rogers.
So a productive day it's been for Faltini. He had the RBI double in the first, did strike out today, but able to get a base hit his last time up, and now getting on to first with a good eye. So a meeting on the mound as Yonel Dominguez already is up to 27 pitches in relief. We got somebody warming up in the Palm Beach Cardinals pen as coach makes his way to the mound as well. Now talk some strategy with Dominguez with two outs here. They're not so far away from getting out of this inning. Only a 6-3 lead for Daytona as ump Robert Ginther makes his way to the mound to break things up. Everybody going to their positions as we get things going back here in the top of the sixth inning. Nine hits for the Tortugas, eight hits for the Cardinals, no errors for the Tortugas, one error for the Cardinals. Daytona on top 6-3. Here in this final game of this set between the Tortugas and the Cardinals. Cardinals trying to gain some momentum in this playoff run. First pitch to Rogers is outside, ball one. Jack Rogers 1-for-3 on the day. Had a base hit his last time up, fouls this one. Count goes to 1-1. And the next pitch is outside and away, ball two. 2-1 count with the bases loaded. Meniere on first, Callahan at second. Faltini I mean, Foltini at first, Meniere at third, Callahan at second, and Dominguez is going to walk a run home. So not much for Tanner to do there. Aye, aye, aye. Or Jack Rogers to do. He gets on first with no problem. And now we're going to see what Logan Tanner could do. So Dominguez, after the meeting on the mound, walks in a run. That's going to be it for him, as we're going to have a new Cardinals pitcher in relief. A 7-3 lead here for Daytona in the top of the sixth inning. Cardinals trying to make their way to the bottom of the sixth as Dominguez walks towards the dugout, not in the best of moods. Still early in the game, though. Cardinals just down by four. We've seen it all in the second half. The Cardinals play baseball, and when they do, it's for nine innings. And guess what? That's good news, because we're only in the bottom and the top of the sixth. So we got a new pitcher on the mound, Nelfri Contreras. He's got a 5.93 ERA. 37 strikeouts on the season for Contreras from the Dominican Republic. He came off of waivers from the Los Angeles Dodgers. A lot of eyes on Contreras and what he brings to the mound in relief. And we'll see what that is when we return for the top of the sixth here, folks. A pitching change, and we're going to wait for him to warm up. Cardinals down by four. Tortugas on top, 7-3. And we're going to keep doing it right after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Pitching change complete. Contreras on the mound. Here comes Tanner. First pitch to him is going to be inside in the dirt for ball one. Two outs here with the bases loaded. Tortuga's on top, 7-3. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. And that's going to be inside. Ball two. Nice eye by Logan Tanner there. A slider that would tempt anybody. So Callahan on third, trying to come home. Foltini at second, Rogers at first. Bases loaded, and I'm not talking your favorite baked potato. We got a situation here for your Palm Beach Cardinals, trying to get out of this inning down 7-3. Here comes the pitch. That one just catches the plate, bringing the count 3-1. So Contreras is at the point in this sequence where he has to get them down the middle. Or not, it's going to be another run. This one does catch the plate. Tanner thought it was a ball. He's going to challenge the pitch.
Call it foul, strike two.
And it is strike two. Nice pitch by Contreras coming back in the count, bringing it full. So full all around. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Bases loaded. Here comes the pitch. And Tanner chops this one, charging to it is Moore. Not able to get to it is Moore. One run is going to come home. Two run. Yeah, just one run, and that's going to be a double? Man, Tortuga's playing head-up baseball. And Palm Beach can't even find the ball here. Ay, ay, ay. A lot going on there. As Tanner is able to bring home a couple of runs there. Now the score goes to 9-3 Daytona. I mean, before you knew it, Callahan was home. Foltini was home. So Tanner gets to second. That's going to bring up Cade Hunter. He had an RBI single his first time up, then had a double. He rips this one over to second, and right there for it to first is going to be Moquette to Francisco. But a three-run sixth for the Daytona Tortugas. And the Cardinals are down now 9-3. Another error on the board for the Cardinals, and it did cost them. So we'll see what happens, folks. Still a lot of baseball to be played here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Daytona on top, 9-3 on nine hits. The Cardinals, though, they've been playing. They've been hanging around, right? They got eight hits. It's those two mistakes, man, that you got to watch. If you're not playing sound baseball, they can catch you. So we'll see if the Cardinals can catch back up. Bottom of the sixth inning coming up, folks, and we're going to do it right after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke.
So here we go, folks. Cardinals facing a 9-3 deficit here. Bottom of the sixth inning. Moquette in the box, the second baseman. 28 RBIs for Moquette on the season. 8 home runs. 1-for-2 on the afternoon. New pitcher on the mound for the Tortugas, that's Ryan Cardona. He's got a 3.63 ERA with 80 strikeouts. And Moquette hits this one right to the shortstop in a laser line throw by Faltini to Pinot for out number one. So Moquette is retired, and that's going to bring up Victor Scott, the leadoff man, speedy Victor Scott. He got a base hit his first time up, walked his second time up, no luck his third time up. And here we go. Scott in the box with one out here in the bottom of the sixth. So Cardona from Livingston, New Jersey, a 19th round draft pick. In the 2021 draft. Here comes the pitch from Cardona to Scott. Count goes to 2-1. So here comes the 2-1 pitch. Count goes to 3-1. Scott, on the other hand, a fifth-round pick in this year's draft, went to West Virginia. A lot of speed and pop at the bat for Scott as he lifts this one up in the air, but it's going to be right in center and an easy play for Justin Boyd, and that's going to be out number two. So with two outs now, Jimmy Crooks now steps into the box. He walked his last time up. Ryan Cardona with seven pitches in, looking for a quick bottom of the sixth. Here comes the first pitch to Crooks. That's going to be ball one. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Upstairs, ball two. Crooks 1-for-2 on the afternoon. Walked his last time up. Might have the same results here as he's now up in the count 3-0. And he does on 4 straight pitches. That's Crooks going to first on a base on balls with 2 outs here in the bottom of the 6th. That's going to bring up R.J. Yeager, the third baseman, 305 average on the season, 16 ribbies, 3 home runs for Yeager. Yeager got a single his first time up, but no luck since then. If he can get on base, he'll bring up Baez. Baez on deck, 1-for-2 on the afternoon. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Yeager. And Yeager falls down in the count, 0-2. This one outside, count goes to 1-2. So the count 1-2, 2 outs here, bottom of the 6th inning. Here comes the pitch to Yeager. Upstairs, count goes to even, 2-2. So the count even, 2 outs. Yeager in the box. Here comes the pitch. Yeager pops this one up. Charging to it. Who's going to get it? And that's going to be Justin Boyd. He wins the award for getting out number 3. So a quick inning, I'd say, as we rock and roll to the top of the 7th inning. Things are going to get interesting now. Just 3 more opportunities for the Palm Beach Cardinals to get back into this one. Your hometown Palm Beach Cardinals as they make their playoff run, folks. The last game of this set between the Daytona Tortugas and the Palm Beach Cardinals. Palm Beach has had some great games early on in this series, pretty much throughout until yesterday. And so far today, the Tortugas bringing the momentum from yesterday's win into this Sunday afternoon matchup. But we got a lot of baseball left, folks. Top of the 7th inning coming up here at the Dean. Tortugas on top with a big cushion, 9-3. And we'll be back for the top of the 7th. We're going to do it right after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry.
We are Bizak at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Top of the 7th inning. After this, we'll get our much well-deserved stretch as Justin Boyd is in the box. Boyd, the center fielder for the Tortugas, covering all the space out in the field, has been remarkable on defense as the Tortugas try to add on to this 9-3 pounding so far in the top of the 7th. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Boyd. That one's going to be way inside for ball one. Nelfi Contreras on the mound in relief for your Cardinals. Trying to keep the game somewhat within reach. It all starts here, though. in the top of the seventh. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Boyd. Boyd rips this one over to third, trying to get a handle on it, and he does. Yeager with a nice grab at third to Francisco for out number one.
Left fielder, number four, Blake Dunn.
So Blake Dunn now steps into the box. Dunn with a stolen base. RBI single on the day, trying to make some more happen on offense. He's had a great day on defense. We saw a highlight reel diving catch that nobody thought he was going to end the inning early on. Dunn takes the first pitch strike as the count goes to 0-1 to Dunn. Dunn with a check swing, catching the corner of the plate, though. That's going to be strike two. So Contreras up in the count here in a very important spot in the top of the seventh. Cardinals cannot afford any more climbing up to do. They're already down 9-3. This pitch to Dunn in the dirt, that's going to be ball one. One and two the count, one out. Here comes Contreras' 15th pitch of the afternoon. And that's going to be a strikeout. Big time fastball. And that's out number two. So Yasiel Pino in the box with two outs. Pino had a sac fly today, joining the 9-3 party that the Daytona Tortugas are enjoying. Count 1-0 to Pino, two outs. Contreras trying to make some quick work of Daytona. So we can have some time to stretch and see what brings on in the bottom of the seventh, but that's not going to happen as Pino rips this one past second base for a nice stand-up single.
Second baseman, number 16, Raymond.
So Pino with some more productivity on the offensive side of things, as if he doesn't do enough at first base. Nice day for Pino. That's going to bring up Meunier into the box. Meunier walked his last time around. Here comes the first pitch to him. That's going to be called a strike. Meunier, 195 on the season as far as the average goes, but he does have three home runs and 11 RBIs. Nice to see from your second baseman. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Beautiful slider from Contreras, just catching the corner of the plate. So Meunier in the box facing an 0-2 count. Contreras trying to send us off into a nice, much deserved stretch. This one in the dirt, though, going to be called ball one, so the count's 1-2. Beautiful day here in Jupiter, the scene, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, for this edition of Sunday Afternoon Baseball. Did I ever tell you how much I love Sundays? Nothing better than a beautiful day in Sunday baseball. Cardinals trying to climb back into this one, down 9-3, as they make their much-anticipated playoff push. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, just missing that outside corner. Count goes full. So Contreras wiping off the sweat really quick off his face, kicking the dirt around the mound, getting ready for the full count pitch. Full all across the board. Here comes the 3-2. The runner goes. It's not going to matter as Meunier takes first on a walk.
Third baseman, number 8, Austin Callahan.
So that's going to bring up Austin Callahan. He's had a busy day, the third baseman. Two singles on the day for Callahan. He leads things off here. Normally for the Tortugas, he's got runners on first and second. Two outs here.
Ball one.
Callahan with a .279 average, 21 RBIs, 5 home runs. Love to see that out of your third baseman, especially the average. Staying productive and consistent. Foul tipping this one, that's going to be strike one. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. And this one's going to be ripped over to second and easily flicking it over to Francisco is Moquette for out number three. And I know I need to stretch. I'm pretty sure you need to stretch. It's been a tough game for the hometown Cardinals, but you know what? There's a lot of flying and a lot of potential in these Palm Beach Cardinals. And we're going to see what happens next. Ladies and gentlemen, stand up, stretch, it's good for you. We'll see what happens next. A lot of baseball still to be played here at the Dean. Sunday afternoon baseball here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Tortugas on top, 9-3. We'll be back for the bottom of the seventh inning. Walter works with you on the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com, your source for minor league baseball. And we're going to keep doing it. But right after this, commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America...
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Joshua Baez kicking things off here in the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch to Baez. He fouls this one. That's going to be strike number one for Baez. Lots of eyes on Baez, the number 11 prospect for the Cardinals organization as per MLB Pipeline. And this second pitch just catches the corner of the plate. So already down in the count is Baez. Cardona 18 pitches in relief. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Baez able to make some contact towards the warning track. It's going to be caught. Nice play by Rogers. He was running and zigzagging there, but able to get the loud out number one. And Baez is retired. So that brings up Thomas Francisco with one out. No luck there for Baez to kick things off for us here in the bottom of the seventh. Francisco with a single his last time up. Due up are Bernal and Moore for the Cardinals. Cardona with 20 pitches in the books. Here comes pitch number 21. That's going to be outside for ball two. Exciting game through the first half of it. And then the Tortugas were able to really break things open in the sixth. They got three runs in the sixth, one run in the fifth on top of their four-run third, or 3-1 fourth, as Francisco takes this one. So it's going to be a 3-1 count now. One out here, bottom of the seventh. Here comes the pitch. Just missing the corner of the plate. So Francisco is going to take first base on a walk.
Catcher,
So nice eye by Francisco. That's going to bring up Leonardo Bernal, still looking for his first hit of the afternoon. Cardona getting his pitch from Hunter. Here it comes. And this one is going to be a stand-up single for Bernal. And rounding second, hustling, and going to get there, no problemo, is Francisco. So Bernal with a base hit, getting right by Pinot. And with the hustle, getting on base already. Man, what effort there by Francisco getting to third. So runners on first and third now. Brody Moore in the box. Moore with a couple of RBIs today. Golden opportunity here to chip into this lead. Palm Beach down 9-3. Bottom of the seventh. Here comes the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-1. So Francisco on third, Bernal on first. Moore in the box, and he's going to be able to get this one right in front of the center fielder. And that's going to be an RBI single for Moore. Sliding in safe to third is Francisco, Bernal, and coming home is Francisco. So the lead is now 9-4. So three RBIs on the day for Brody Moore. What a game. So that's going to bring up Elijah Cabell. One out here. Runners on first and third. Cabell taking that pitch strike. Count goes to 1-1. So Bernal on third. Francisco coming home. Cabell taking that ball. Count goes to 2-1. Moore on first after that RBI single. Nice day for Moore today. And that one inside, but going to be called strike. So the count going even now. A lot of effort by Leonardo Bernal sliding into third. It means everything. Every base means so much when you're down this much. 10 hits apiece for either team, for either team, both of them. So they're both playing some good offense. The Tortugas have just been able to cash in on those big-time mistakes and the timely hitting, really. Palm Beach Cardinals with two errors on the afternoon. None for the Tortugas. And he gets them. And Cabell can't believe it. He's walking to first with all the confidence. And rightfully so. Good eye by Cabell. And he walks to first and the bases are loaded. So what a moment here at the Dean. We're going to have a meeting at the mound. Ryan Cardona in a situation, a jam, I'd say. One out, bases loaded. After the Elijah Cabell walk, Brody Moore had an RBI single. Bernal is stranded at third. So the bases are loaded. Cabell, Moore, and Bernal. So home plate umpire Robert Ginther coming out to break up the meeting at the mound. So Baez with his 16th RBI today. Moore with his 12th. Moore with three RBIs on the day. Keeping the Cardinals in this one. That's going to bring up Moquette. Moquette with an opportunity to get even closer with the bases loaded. He rips this one, though, right over to third. And that's going to be out number two. Nice heads-up baseball play by Callahan. Callahan to Hunter, preventing the run for out two. So Moquette grounds out. Bases stay loaded for Scott, though, with two outs now. Scott trying to bring Burnell home. And Scott rips this one to first, but right there is Pinot, and that's going to be out number three. He's trying to bring Brody Moore home. Brody Moore stranded at third. The bases are left loaded. And at least the Cardinals able to chip in a little bit into that lead, getting one run home. 9-4 now. Now the deficit. Tortugas on top. 10 hits apiece for both teams. No errors for the Tortugas. 2 for the Cardinals. Tortugas on top. 9-4. As we approach the top of the 8th inning here. Sunday afternoon baseball, folks. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, the scene. We're going to keep doing it right after this commercial break.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, grown.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Top of the 8th inning here. Tortugas on top, 9-4. They've taken advantage of every opportunity handed to them in this game. And playing mistake-free baseball. Enjoying this 9-4 cushion. Faltini in the box now. New pitcher on the mound for your hometown Cardinals, Ian Bindel. He's got a 5.40 ERA on the season, 3 strikeouts. Just starting to get some work here in the second half. As Faltini fouls this one. Bindel, a 4th round pick in the 2020 draft. Went to Missouri. Count now to Faltini, 1-2. Count goes to 2-2 to Faltini. Faltini 2-for-3 on the day. And he is retired. Nice pitching there for Bindel early on in relief. It's going to be strikeout number 1 for him early on in relief. So Faltini goes down on strikes. That's going to bring up Rogers, who went to first base on a walk his last time around. 291 on the season, 42 ribbies for Jack Roberts on the year, 10 RBIs. As he rips this one in the gap, trying to track it down is Scott. Rounding first easily is Rogers for a stand-up double. Nice hitting by Jack Rogers, And the Tortugas are on the bases again to start the top of the eighth. So a nice day so far as we approach the back half of this game for Rogers. Another nice hit. That's going to bring up Logan Tanner. Tanner reached on an error his last time around. Count 1-0 to Tanner. Bedell 9 pitches in. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Big time fastball, 92 on the radar gun. It's going to be ball. Count 2-0 now. Due up are Hunter and Boyd for the Tortugas. So that call is overturned. Count goes to 2-0. Here comes the 1-1 because of the overturn, and that's going to be called a strike. Count goes to 1-2 with one out here. Top of the eighth. Tortugas trying to add on to this 9-4 lead on 11 hits, so they've been busy all day on offense. And here comes the pitch, and this one's going to be ripped by Tanner, and it's going to be fair. Hitting the back of the wall there by that 330 mark. A monster shot of a double for Tanner. And that's run number 10 for Daytona. What a rip by Tanner, hitting the back of that wall there on the 330 mark. No chance for Cabell to get to it. Thank God he picked it up cleanly. Just making it a double, but what a rip by Tanner. So an RBI double for Logan Tanner, and that's going to bring up Cade Hunter. Cade Hunter already with an RBI today. He had a double also. So 10-4 Daytona now on top of your Cardinals. Top of the eighth inning on 12 hits. Rogers coming home, making it 10-4. So Tanner now on second after that RBI double. We'll see if Hunter can add some more insurance here for the Tortugas in the top of the eighth. Here comes the 15th pitch from Bedell. That one upstairs, that's going to be ball one. So the count moves to 1-2. Here comes the pitch. Inside, gets away from Bernal, and easily moving to third on the wild pitch is Tanner. Hasn't been the best day for the Palm Beach Cardinals, but you know, in this game, we love to watch it because anything can happen. As Hunter pops this one up, we'll see if there's going to be a tag from Tanner, and there's not. Getting to it is Baez, and Baez, with that arm, we've seen him throw people from that right field position, no problem. Nobody testing him there. And Tanner sticks around at third. So that's going to bring up the center fielder for Daytona, Justin Boyd. He had an RBI single today. His third RBI of the season. The speedy Boyd covering all that space in center for Daytona. A great day on defense for them. And obviously an offensive thrashing. So the count is 0-1 with two outs here. Here comes the pitch to Boyd. And this one's going to be ripped over to short. Moore able to handle it cleanly, and that's going to be out number three. One more run on the board for the Daytona Tortugas. A 10-4 lead. As As we go to the bottom of the eighth inning, do the Cardinals have any fight in them? We sure do hope so, and we're going to keep doing it, folks, right after this commercial break.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are here for the bottom of the eighth inning. Base on balls there to start the inning. So we got a runner on first, one out here. The big time prospect in Baez up at the plate. 10-4 the deficit for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Baez. Just missing. So two balls, no strikes, one out to Joshua Baez. And this breaking ball catches the plate. Count goes to 2-1. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Check swing. Baez getting a piece of it. Count goes even, 2-2. So Yeager on first. Baez pops this one up. Tortuga's trying to find it in the sun. And Meunier is going to be able to do so, and that's going to be out number two. So Baez is retired. He had that RBI single in the first and hasn't had the best luck since then. That's going to bring up Thomas Francisco with two outs. Yeager stuck at first, down 10-4. The the chances are kind of winding down here for the Cardinals. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. This one's going to be ripped over to Beniere, and that's going to be an easy out number three to Pinot. And we're going to the top of the ninth inning, folks. Palm Beach Cardinals not having a good time today. Winding down the series here between the Tortugas and Palm Beach. The last game of the set here between the two teams. And the Tortugas enjoying the last 2 days thus far. A win for them yesterday and a big lead today. 10-4 as we approach the top of the ninth inning here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We're going to keep doing it. And it's going to be right after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kid.
And welcome back. Blake Dunn leading things off here on the top of the ninth. Last opportunity for the Daytona Tortugas to add on to this big lead, 10-4. Cardinals trying to limit any more damage. Tortugas have been all over this game when it comes down to offense with 12 hits on the afternoon. Cardinals haven't been quiet at the plate. They've had 10 hits, a couple costly errors, though, as they are trying to climb back their way into a 10-4 deficit. So 2-1 the count. Here it comes to Dunn. Dunn rips this one, but it's going to be right over to Moore at short. And Moore can't get a handle on it again. So that's going to be error number 3. And a couple of times, Moore has had that issue today at short. Not a good start here in the top of the ninth. Dunn reaching on an error. Pinot getting on bases. Last time up on a single. Now up here in the top of the ninth with nobody out. And a runner on first. Here comes the pitch. Count goes 1-0. Tanner Jacobson on the mound for your Palm Beach Cardinals. 16.20 ERA. Just getting some playing time now in the second half. Jacobson from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A 10th round pick in this year's draft. Count 2-1 to Pinot. Pinot popping this one up, trying to get to it, is Baez, and he does so charging in for the first out of the inning.
Second baseman, number 16, Braylon Lanier.
So Pino retired on the pop-out. That brings up Meunier, the second baseman. Due up is Callahan, the leadoff man for the Daytona Tortugas. Top of the ninth inning, Tortugas on top, 10-4 on 12 hits. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. And breaking ball just catches the corner of the plate. Nice pitch by Jacobson. 10th pitch in relief for Tanner Jacobson. Up in the count against Meunier, 0-2. Jacobson with a long look at first. And this slider gets him. Nice pitch by Jacobson, retiring Meunier. That's the second out of the inning here in the top of the ninth. And now the busy Austin Callahan steps into the box. Callahan, a fun player to watch, takes over the third base duties for the Tortugas. Callahan from Fremont, Nebraska, an 18th round pick in the 2021 draft. As he steps back into the box, facing a 1-0 count. Here comes the pitch. Callahan pops this one up back, but foul. Tortugas coming into this game 20-37 in the second half. 49-37 overall. 49-73 overall. Winning their last 4 out of 10 games. Not a lot of bright spots in this season. But you gotta love the fight. They come to play every game, and why not, right? This is where you see the stars of tomorrow, folks. So every game, every pitch means so much. As Callahan goes up in the count, 3-1. 2 outs here, top of the ninth. Jacobson on the mound for the Cardinals, trying to get them into the bottom of the ninth. And Callahan rips this one right over to Scott, though, in center, and that's out number 3. And the Cardinals rush back to the dugout and get ready for this bottom of the ninth that's coming up. A huge bottom of the ninth inning. It's the last opportunity for your hometown Cardinals to get back into this game. And we're going to do it, folks, and you know it, right after this commercial break.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, folks. Bottom of the ninth, last opportunity for your Palm Beach Cardinals to try to find a way. Will we see a miracle at the Dean? Jose Zapata, the pitch hitter in the box, trying to create a spark for the Cardinals. And another foul, so the count goes to 2-0-2 on Zapata. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Cardona still in the game in relief for the Tortugas. With his 50th pitch in the books. Lots of work for Cardona. He's been pitching really good, holding on to this 10-4 lead as he retires Zapata for out number one. So Palm Beach will travel to Dunedin to end the season. Hammerheads will be hosting the Lakeland Flying Tigers all week here at the Dean. Don't forget, fans in the stands Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And what I'm most excited about is Inflatable Palooza. Wait till you see the scene at the Dean. I mean, the kids are going to be going wild and having the time of their life. And, of course, we're going to have some great baseball as the Lakeland Flying Tigers close out the season here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium and their host, the Jupiter Hammerheads, looking to take a bite out of those Tigers. It's going to be a great week here at the Dean. Brody Moore striking out. That's going to be out number two. So Cardona thus far in the bottom of the ninth with a quick two outs. Striking out the first two batters he sees. Great work for Ryan Cardona. The Tortugas and the Reds organization have to be happy what they see in Cardona from Livingston, New Jersey. A 19th pick in the 2021 draft. So that's going to bring up Elijah Cabell. With two outs here, this would be it if Cardona can come through. Here comes the pitch to Cabell. That one's going to be outside. Count goes to 1-0. Big swing and a miss by Cabell. Count goes to 2-1. If Cabell can stay alive and keep the inning going, Moketa's due up. Big task here with two outs and a 10-4 deficit. Here comes the 2-1 pitch outside. Cabell up in the count, 3-1. And here comes the 3-1 pitch. That one's going to be called strike, bringing the count full. I'll be here with you guys on the call Tuesday for the Flying Tigers and the Jupiter Hammerheads at the Dean. And then don't forget, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, join us as the season winds down. Inflatable Palooza invading the stadium this weekend. You won't want to miss that. And Cabell, let's see, stays alive there. Count remains full on that foul tip. Great family fun entertainment here in Jupiter. Don't forget to get your tickets. Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Great baseball and family fun entertainment. Here comes the 3-2 pitch outside. Cabell takes the walk. So that's going to bring up Moquette now with Cabell at first. Two outs here. Cardinals facing a 10-4 deficit. Moquette started the game off with a single, hasn't had much luck after that. Going to do everything he can to move Cabell, and he starts things off with a straight shot to center. And right there to get it for out number three is Justin Boyd. And the Tortugas take the final two games of this series against the hometown Palm Beach Cardinals. But folks, the Palm Beach Cardinals, they're on a playoff push, a playoff run here in the Florida State Division. And we'll see all the excitement that it brings as the season winds down here at the Dean. The Tortugas able to end this series on a high note, a 10-4 thrashing of the Cardinals on 12 hits and no errors. The Cardinals just able to muster four runs busy, though, at the plate. 10 hits, just not enough. 3 errors on the day, some costly mistakes. Looking to clean that up before the postseason. Folks, Walter Works with you on the call. This is the Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball Radio Network, live on MILB.com. And on the season, the Tortugas improving to 21-37 in this second half. The Cardinals now 34-25. Folks, another edition of Sunday Afternoon Baseball at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. I'll catch it Tuesday as the Lakeland Flying Tigers are in town and the Jupiter Hammerheads host the final week here of the regular season at the Dean. Walter Works with you on the call live on MILB.com, your source for minor league baseball. Happy Sunday, another edition of Sunday Afternoon Baseball. Adios, amigos.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.